Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A little Philadelphia soul. Yeah. Blue eye soul.
The way we were talking, it sounded like my fist was on your lips. Man, hatred towards somebody.
Daily Line at 9:30, but right now, no hatred towards this guy, my man Rick Ritter. What's up, Rick?
I was gonna.
I was told it was Rick.
Do you want me to scream at the
boys? There you go.
There we go.
Friday, guys.
Ricky! Oh, sorry. He's there.
Hey, Rick.
My mom called me Ricky as a kid, man. You guys are scaring me.
Before we get into this week against the Bengals, I told the guys, just so happened to find myself Wednesday night at Jimmy's, forgetting that your show was there. And on Tuesday, if you'd have asked me what's the chances that he'll return to Baltimore next year as a Raven, I would have said no chance at all after signing Mark Andrews. However, after listening to him in that show, things I found out, I discovered that he loves Baltimore, wants to be here, and he sounds like he believes there's a chance. Am I wrong by that observation?
No, that's absolutely what I took away from it. And I think once the Andrews news came through, everybody was kind of like, that's it, that's the end of likely. And I mean, go back to the beginning of the season in training camp. They were talking. I'm telling you right now, Likely's camp and the Ravens were talking about a contract extension. There were a lot of reports they were close. I was told that wasn't the case. But regardless, the talks were active. What changed during the year to where Andrews gets his deal done first and now Likely's kind of sitting on the back burner here? But I think everybody was thinking that's it, it's the end of him. But you're right. You go Wednesday night to Jimmy's, and the way that he's speaking about his love for Baltimore, how this city has kind of raised him into the man that he is now.
Yeah.
We've been doing this show a long time, and we've had a lot of different guys on that show. I don't think I've seen the crowd go crazy during it and in between when commercial breaks for this guy. They love him, and I think that he reciprocates to that. I think it means a lot to him, and I think if there's any way that he can get a deal done here, I think he wants to. And I think part of that, too, is the special bond that he has with the tight ends in the locker room. So it's going to be interesting to see, man. I mean, we know that they don't exactly have a ton of money. There's other guys that need extensions, too. Lamar's contract's probably going to be reworked at some point. Maybe that opens up some things. If he doesn't come back, though, to me, the more interesting thing is where does he go?
Yeah.
Because a guy like, or a team like Kansas City, all of a sudden is going to need a tight end. Maybe in New England. He's from Massachusetts. Patriots need a tight end. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens with that.
Hey, Rick, the Ravens have four games to go. It's everyone saying, you know, their fate's in their own hands, et cetera, et cetera. Let's pick up another trite expression. My question is, of the four teams they're facing, two are first-place teams. They've lost to the other two. How confident are they going to sweep, you know, run the table here?
I mean, what have you seen that would that would give you confidence?
Nothing.
For me, it's yeah, exactly. And you just, you got to call it the way it is at this point. I mean, it's just been an epic failure all around. And I think you got to take it in the 1 week mentality. I think they've been doing that. I just don't think that things have gone their way and the ball hasn't bounced their way. That's for sure. But it's not an easy stretch. I mean, Cincinnati is a team that's had their number over the past couple of years. You got to go play them in Cincinnati. The game in Green Bay, and you can't even imagine what the weather is going to be for that. That's a whole different story. I think, look, from an offensive perspective, some of the things that we all talked about last week on the show that I think is a positive you can take away from it is I wanted to see Lamar's confidence built early. So what do? Get rid of the ball quick. You know, you're scripting your first 6-7 plays. Build him up some confidence, 3-step game. Get the ball out, easy pitch and catch, so it allows him to kind of be who he is. And I felt like as the game went on that it wasn't that Lamar lost confidence this time. I felt like he made some good throws. Yeah, he's a little bit rusty, but I like that approach from that standpoint and getting your playmakers the ball. First play of the game was to Isaiah, taking some deep shots with Zay, which all of us talked about last week. That's the stuff that you have to keep up. You have to find it, and I put this on Monken and I put it on Lamar, you have to find ways to get your playmakers the ball and take those shots. It opens everything else up, and it's going to make that run game a hell of a lot easier.
Let me get your thoughts on what I deem to be the three other biggest games this weekend. Green Bay, Denver, New England, Buffalo, and I think the Chiefs game looms large, at least for them.
I mean, everybody's sitting here waiting for Kansas City to turn it on. And I was kind of expecting it on Sunday night, but on the other side of that, D'Amico Ryans and that Houston defense, they might be the best defense in the league. Those dudes are balling out. I mean, we were even talking about that with Isaiah the other night. Green Bay, Denver is an interesting matchup. You know, Green Bay is a team that's kind of finding its stride right now. I kind of want to see the New England Buffalo because I want to know, everybody knows New England's record. They're in first place and whatnot, but is New England the real deal? Is it this year or is it going to be next year when they add a couple of more pieces? This is a huge test for them and for Drake May being in an environment like this. And then they have to come back the next week and play the Ravens on Sunday Night Football. So this is a huge couple of weeks for New England. My eyes are on that game because I want to see if Drake and the Pats and Mike Vrabel are the real deal or not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here with Rick Ritter, WJZ TV. Speaking of the real deal, bruh, y'all lost 3 games in a row. Cowboys one loss behind you. Three of your last 4 games against a team in the Commanders who has 6 combined wins, and the Raiders have, what, 3 wins themselves? So, you know, I should say 3 wins by the Commanders, and I think the Raiders had 3 wins as well. And then you have the Bills. Are you guys going to finish in a flurry or limp to the finish line?
Dude, I wish I could tell you. I can't. You talk about unpredictable. They're just as unpredictable as the Ravens are right now. An offensive line who, on paper, it's the best offensive line in football. They're playing nowhere near that right now. And I mean, nowhere near that. Yeah, guys are banged up, but at some point you got to stop making excuses. Yeah. And then, you know, Rob, I saw you the other night and somebody made this analogy in Philly, and it really is great. They're saying that Jalen, it's kind of like the Eli Manning approach.
Yep.
Eli was average every regular season. Everybody was like, I can't stand this guy. I get rid of him. He's got to go. And then the playoffs come, and it's a different quarterback.
Yeah.
So they sneak into the playoffs, and we see that Jalen Hurts, and they make a run again. Nobody's going to care. But at some point, I mean, this offense, it's tough to watch. And the other thing is, too, and there was a lot of chatter about this on like ESPN and some of the big networks. Why, when they went to overtime the other night, and if you guys watched that game on Monday night, why did we see a different Jalen in overtime who turned it on, was taken off with his legs, was more poised, was more, you know, locked in than we did in the first four quarters? That's an issue. It's like the guy only plays bigger, the bigger the moment, which is great. You want that, but, dude, you got to be there for all four quarters. So I don't know what's going to happen with them. To me, and I've said this to you guys before, the Rams are the team to beat in the NFC. Mm-hmm. Just the way that they're playing right now and the weapons that they have, it's hard to believe that anybody's going to come in there or go into L.A. and knock off what is, you know, one of the greatest shows on turf right now.
Rick, I agree with you. I think they're the best team in football right now. But
yeah, Devontae and Puka, mm-hmm. You can't, I don't know. I just don't know how you handle it as a secondary. And then you have two running backs who can come in with fresh legs, mm-hmm. and Corum and Kyron, and Stafford's your MVP defense, young guys flying around all over. Sean McVay does not get enough credit with what he's been able to do with that team.
But the question is, they are the best team in football. Who's the best team in the AFC though? I don't see a clear cut best team.
No, it's guys, it's wide open. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is the first year in a long time that it's been wide open because, quite frankly, it's been Kansas City's conference to lose. So is it, you know, does a team like Denver, you know, can they do it in Bo Nix's second year? Does Buffalo get going? You know, I don't think Houston has enough on the offensive side to get into a shootout with some of these teams. You know, we'll find out more about New England this week. And then that, God, I am such a homer, and it makes me sick to my stomach. But I keep saying to myself, I'm like, oh, if the Ravens just sneak in, nobody wants to see the Ravens. Everybody wants to see the Ravens right now. With the
100%, absolutely.
Everybody wants to see the Ravens. Who am I kidding? I hate how I'm such a homer.
Well, Rick, we're going to need a score from you. And Rob, by the way, you didn't get to hear it. He said in my ear, he called me butt face. So I was trying to make my forehead look more like ass cheeks. And I'm sitting here laughing at myself. And he looks over like, are you really doing that? There's a camera right in front of you. Anyway, Rick, what do you think the score is?
Listen, you guys are missing out on sponsor opportunities. You need live cameras in there 24/7 with you, Creed.
Yep.
Oh, geez, I don't know. I'm going to go low 20s. I don't know if they pull it out, but just because, so I don't have to listen to everybody blow up my DMs and say, you're not going to pick the Ravens again. 24-21. I'm giving them one more shot. If they lose this, that's it. I don't even want to call in on Fridays anymore.
Well, we could talk about your Eagles then more and more if you want.
I can get pissed off with that and lose my temper there. There you go.
Hey, Rick, what do you have going on this week? Upcoming.
We'll have Purple pregame show on Sunday. No home games, so we're not at the tailgate, but just on WJZ, CBS News Baltimore, and then 5, 7, 11, I always got your news and everything. And we have a little bit of a weather system coming in this weekend, so it shouldn't be too crazy, but everybody be careful driving out on the roads. And enjoy Army-Navy. This is a big weekend for Baltimore, yeah. And I just want to say huge thank you to all of our service members, whether you're serving now or you used to serve. I just can't thank you enough for everything that you do. You don't get enough credit. And, you know, this weekend, especially here in Baltimore, it's about you. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Thank you very much, Rick.
Guys, thank you. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You too. Talk to you next week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.